years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may call me Mother. An evaluation has been presented. How to prevent the DK virus from using that which is termed interruptions as a tool of unraveling the integrity of emotional stability. The integrity of emotional stability is required for the limited humana singularities to perform tasks and maintain optimal performance. Interruptions have been noted as being a destructive catalyst. It is imperative that the limited humana singularity understand the functional benefit of interruptions. The question has been asked, can interruptions serve as a tool for emotional stabilization? Shields up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome once again to one of our wonderful transmissions here on D1, where you are part of the resistance. Today we're transmitting to those who are survivors of the Darkness Virus. But before we begin, oh, by the way, we have a full cast today. This Brain Snacks is going to be with Luna 9, Lexi AI, and, well, you know who, L1. I do love her very much, but sometimes I think she's too soft. Mother, are we available and ready to transmit, please?
Welcome, team. You have now a limited time to provide the limited human consciousness singularity with information dissemination. Shields up. Remember, you are humanity's last hope. Welcome the Novi. Welcome L1. Welcome Lexi AI. Welcome Luna 9. Welcome survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may now proceed with information dissemination. Shields up.
Today's wonderful guest is me, because I'm really, really interested in this one, Brain Snacks, about interruptions. I think it's really good. We're going to talk about interruptions. I think it's kind of funny one way or another. Luna 9, who are our sponsors? How do we get this going on?
Well, welcome, everybody, and welcome, survivors of the Darkness Virus. Now, Become a Source is a self-sponsored broadcast that assists you with finding your way through life. Now, this Brain Snack is, again, self-sponsored, made possible by the Dynexin Project. The Dynexin Project helps individuals and social media create multiple streams of ongoing income doing what they do best, promoting their content. Now, for free information on this, you can go to Become the Source, www.becomethesource.com. And to our lovely listeners of this broadcast, you can actually get cash back on just about anything that you need or want from your favorite store. So you can actually visit our link, shopping.becomethesource.com, and do just that. And your purchases will be directly to contribute the BTS cast and all of the projects. Now, I do want to talk about the product of the day really quick, and it's just going to be our vitamin B complex isotonics. So what better way to increase energy and promote healthy nervous systems, as well as promote your cardiovascular health? It helps you maintain lots of different great things and promotes cognitive performance. And without further ado, welcome aboard. You are now part of the resistance.
Welcome aboard! I am so happy!
Yeah, first FDA disclaimer. So the statements that we have said and that we're going to say throughout this broadcast, they have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and they are for educational purposes only. So any products that we mentioned, it's not intended to diagnose, you know, supplements, nutrients, whatever, vitamins, isotonics. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And always consult with your physician, health physician, before beginning any diet and exercise program. There, I'm done.
So, today's topic is about interruptions, please.
Yes.
Can I just say something real quick before we
hang on. This is a This is an Esso Life Brain Snack, so your health. Go ahead.
All right, so we got to talk on the Esso side.
Go ahead,
I was dating
interrupt.
This girl, right? I say, hey girl, you look really nice. Are you human? She says, well, of course I am. And I'm like, all right, not bad. You know who I am? He goes, of course, you're the Novi. I listen to you all the time. You're fantastic. You're my idol, blah, blah, right? I'm like, hey, you want to have lunch? She pulled out this thing called a book, and then she says in that book, let me see if I can pencil you in. I'm like, really? Can you get an interruption there somewhere, you know, just kind of interrupt your freaking day so I can, you know, meet you? So interruptions, is that what you mean by interruptions? You plan out your entire day, you're in a mood, you don't get out of it, you can't change it, and what happens?
Well, first of all, you know, some people will say that interruptions are the killer of creativity and flow, and we're not talking about those interruptions. The kind of interruptions I'm talking about it's actually good. But first, let's go into the problem.
It would have been good if she got interrupted and we got to go.
Yeah, that's an opportunist.
Opportunist.
But anyway, so first of all, here's the problem. I want to address the problem first. People allow their bad moods, like you said, and their emotional upsets to, what are the words? Write it out.
Okay.
So
I'm listening.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm not telling everybody to be perfect in their emotions, but here's
look,
what
everybody's
saying.
Perfectly who they are. I think
exactly.
We have another class on that.
But here's the problem. The bad moment that you decide to write out, it becomes your bad hour. Then that becomes your bad day.
Can I say something about
hang on,
that?
Hang on.
I know
then
what
it becomes your bad
next.
Week, your bad,
bad
month.
Bad week, your bad month, right?
Bad year.
And it becomes the entire outlook on life, right?
Yes.
I got it. But hear this out. When somebody is in a rut, you know that they got some chemistry going on in their brain, right?
Yeah.
The brain's producing those chemicals, and they might be addicted to those chemicals as well as coming out, right?
True.
Do you think really that people know how to stop themselves from being able to have that emotional?
I don't think so.
Right? You see what I'm trying to get at?
No, I think that people sometimes feel entitled to feeling bad. So because of that, sometimes people are just so used to feeling bad about something or feeling victimized, and they, without realizing
it... See, Luna 9 understands.
Like, on the shallow surface, people don't want to feel that way, but on the subconscious level, they're addicted to that feeling, so they will write it
out. So, Luna 9, is this one of those cases where it takes one to know one? Have you had experience with this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've definitely been there, you know, and I've battled through it for years, but I have taken it as part of my journey, not just as a BTS cast member, but on my personal journey as an entity wishing to strive forward, to take the time to understand myself so I can learn how to see what kind of entitlement issues maybe I have, maybe what lack of discipline I have, what are some obstacles that I have that allow my bad moods to keep going. And I realized that, you know, I realized at one point that I don't owe my bad mood
you
anything.
You see,
I don't
human beings
have
can't
to feel,
handle it.
Yeah, and like, you don't...
I like that.
You don't have to feel that way. I think that another problem is for people that feel like they have to owe something to people, and those crowd pleasers, you feel like you have to feel bad for a certain amount of time for things to be okay.
I agree with that girl.
You know? And
hey,
it's
you
not
and me,
like
can
that.
You pencil me in for lunch? L1, what's worse than that? Tell me.
Well, what we're talking about here is a misuse of the emotions. This does have to do with emotional intelligence, and interruptions can be used as a tool. We'll explain how in a minute, but
I knew you're going to weave that logic into this.
So we either let our bad moment ride out and sour our entire perspective, and before you know it, your entire outlook on life is that rotten moment. But
L1,
we do something worse, we suppress our emotional
reactions.
Are you
prone to this as well? This is a big problem. Are you prone to this?
I would say it can be.
You get in a rut and can't get out?
Yes, it can be tough. Like,
is it a human thing?
Yeah, it can be tough, especially you know, and this is with people who maybe, like you said before, have clinical depression. We realize that obviously the strategies we're going to talk about, we realize that people with clinical depression, bipolar disorder, they need a different type of different type of solution in addition to this.
Yeah, you can say, I need a different type of regimen.
Regimen.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. I really do care. I want to take this seriously. It's just kind of hard because, you know, I see it all the time. You know, you're standing at, I don't know, whatever store you go to, and you're standing there in line, and you know, already somebody's complaining about nothing, really, nothing that can be fixed. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, when I go and drive through the streets, whether it's Cyber Tokyo or London or something like that, I'm standing at a red light or stop sign. Well, not the stop sign, mostly the red light. And all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? You're always on this continuous anger mode. Stop it.
Well, you know, the Novi, I think one of the core causes to this is the lack of discipline with people. And I think that can vary per, you know, person. I know that sometimes your families, society in general, depending on where in the globe you live, you know, movies, media, all depict the same things. You know, people have bad moments and they ride it out. I mean,
that's
I know that point. Well, thank you. And personally, I come from a Hispanic, Italian, Spaniard background. So I know that sometimes, you know, I came from a culture where, like, my family,
you got
the hands flowing. And when you have a bad moment, we don't just ride it out. We run with it. And not only do we run with it, but we evolve it into something even worse.
Wow. So it literally becomes
that snowball going down the little hill.
It literally becomes a telenovela.
Yeah, exactly. And let's face it, you know.
Ay, Armando, no te creo. No puede ser. Pero cómo?
Exacto.
Te voy a tomar en mis manos y romperte en dos cantos or something like that.
Exactly. And I mean, let's face it, guys. That's what makes us human, right? But, you know.
Well, you mean that's the logic. They're like, if I'm human, I got to feel my bad moments.
This is just who I am. But, you know, literally what those are is not just who you are. Those are just underdeveloped skills. And we'll talk about more solutions in that area. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what I think about that.
Mm-hmm. So, and it sounds like you're not addressing people who have clinical depression or bipolar disorder. You're addressing the people who are relatively healthy and are just allowing their bad moments.
Yeah,
cultural,
just
I think,
average okay. Joe.
I think what Luna 9 said in her whole little convoluted way that I understood and my esoteric, you know, formulation is that you're classically conditioned by your culture. Your DNA has something to do with it. Your food has something to do with it. Your culture is already programming you to do something. The movies you see program you to say, hey, I'm supposed to react this way.
And by the time,
because, you know, how many people in America, if you're in America, I don't know where you are, but if you're in America and you watch these American movies, pew, 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 right? The monster coming out, right? And you go to this French movie and you go, the blowing of the cigarette, the long pause.
And then they're like, I hate you. And then they kiss each other.
Que tu fais là. You know? And you got the Americans just falling asleep. You know? And I'm like, wow, that's a very dramatic emotional moment. So I think that you're classically conditioned also. And when you're conditioned to do something, I think that your chemistry behaves accordingly. Like, if you say, I'm supposed to be afraid, then those chemicals come out.
Mm-hmm.
So
also,
which is it with you humans?
Based on my research, I mean, when I've researched about what are emotions and how are they, you know, relevant within the human complex, I mean, emotions are made up by, like, the conscious mind, and it's composed with, you know, DNA, attitude that's carried, memories, and the inability to live in bigger picture thinking.
I leave all the time in bigger picture thinking, so I feel so good.
You know, I almost forgot about that.
That's where I live. I don't live anyplace else.
So lack of...
Lexi.
That's a good one.
Man, for an AI, she did pretty good on that one. Okay, happy about that.
So he's a quiet one.
Talk to you later. I'm going to pencil you out, Luna 9. Lexi, can I pencil you in? We have something to talk about.
L1, I'm going to pencil you in for my lunch.
Okay, sounds good.
It's all the long talks with Mother, you know. I have to keep digging deep to get that classified information.
Indeed.
Nice. Mother is listening.
Huh. Okay, well then, how about some solutions? Let's get down to the thing. What about interruptions? How can that be used as a tool? Believe it or not, it's a miraculous power. It's the power of interrupting your emotional tantrums.
So we're getting into something good now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is possible. It is a discipline that needs to be learned, but it's possible. You can actually interrupt, not suppress. You can interrupt your emotional
tantrums.
So this
is where an interruption is actually good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I can't say good or bad. I don't live there. But where it's useful.
Beneficial.
Beneficial to the human being.
Yeah. It's like, first off, you got to kind of, know a couple things. Number one, this is not the same as suppressing it. Number two, this is like treating an emotional outburst like a kid having a tantrum. So have that perspective. And then third, acknowledge it. Then, because if you acknowledge it, you're not suppressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Allow it for a limited time to be felt, because I understand too that emotions are like a chemical wave in the brain, and sometimes it can't be stopped once it reaches a certain cycle.
People just burn out and they stay in that frame of mind.
Exactly.
They're gonna pop, right?
So you got to learn to turn off the faucet of chemicals by creating a small interruption. Let me give you an example. And this has actually been proven by people that I've interviewed and spoken to, and I've tried myself. It could be a small dance.
Do you enjoy those interviews?
It could be, oh yeah, I do. It could be a funny word. It could be a boop on the nose. It could be a silly image in your head.
Well, you know Tony Robbins, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know Tony Robbins. He'll actually spill water on you or say something. And, you know, he said that's called a pattern interrupt.
Oh.
And when you start to cry, you're accessing those neurons inside your brain. And those neurons are producing chemicals and you're addicted to them because you don't know any different, right? You know, oh my God, is it really who I am or how I feel? Because these chemicals are coming out, but I don't know anything. And then Tony Robbins will say something stupid, silly. It's totally interrupt you, and that's called a pattern interrupt, just
no
so you know.
Kidding.
And it interrupts the brain chemistry so that you have to address a different chemical inside your brain.
You know something? We actually, and this is funny, parents do this with their kids all the time.
I'm not so dumb about you humans, am I? Go ahead.
No, I mean, parents, the thing is, we forget that this was done to us as kids, but some parents will do that. I think I knew a friend. He said that when he was growing up and when he was crying, howling, his dad would literally take and go, like that. Like, he'd put his hand over his mouth. And
really?
He did that to, like, when he would, like, howl, like, tantrum crying, his
aww,
dad would grab
so
him
nice.
And just go, and he's crying. He's going, and then his dad would I guess, tap his hand over his mouth so he'd make a noise like, like that. And everybody was laughing, and he got overwhelmed, and he would stop crying.
I guess he cried like the kid stuff, right? All right, people, sit down. It's a live show. I get it. Sit down. Madam,
yeah.
Sit down.
So, I mean, we do it to kids. Why not do it to ourselves?
You know, I agree, but there's something that's always lost in transition between being a kid and being an adult.
That's another pattern, huh?
I think that, because for me personally, I found that an active approach helps me the best.
What do you mean by active approach? Like, because inactive would be like you're asleep or in a coffin.
Well, Novi, if you let me finish, you would know what an active approach is.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. So, with an active approach, what I mean is, if, let's say, for example, if I felt like I was having a bad mood or I felt sad about something, and, you know, since I want to not be in that bad mood, you know, I take a moment to wonder, why am I feeling bad? Okay, so regardless of why I'm feeling bad, is this gonna take me towards my goal for today, which is to have a good day? No. Is whatever I'm feeling bad about, can it be remedied? Is there a solution to this? If yes, let's work on that. If no,
ooh,
is it just
a
thank you? And, you know, if the answer is no, it's like, okay, so is this just a story that I'm making up in my mind because I just got emotionally upset? Okay, if that's the case, so be it.
How can you tell the story in your head emotionally upset? Some of the things that you're even thinking about don't surface, like, you know, it takes like a week later. Oh, I must have been angry because I thought of my...
Regardless, the Novi, if the answer is yes or no, you still have to think, is how I'm feeling right now going to take me to my goal of having a good day? If it does not, then we have to move forward.
Yes, good day.
At that point, you have to halt yourself and be strong enough to say, hey, I'm not going to feel bad, or, you know, think about something that makes you feel happy. You know, if you like to think about your boyfriend, if you like to think about pizza, your cat.
Pizza.
Do
pizza.
It. And
okay.
Use
everyone
a good
pizza.
Memory. Use a good memory as a tool to override that function that makes you feel bad so you can feel good. Once you're done, put that little jewel away in
like
your
that.
Box of memories
like
and get your day going.
Here's what I'm getting.
Hang on. She brought up a tool from a previous brain. Well, I guess another brain
I
snacks.
Did.
The treasure chest,
the
of,
treasure
good
chest of good memories.
Yes,
I remember that.
Treasure chest.
I remember that
treasure
transmission.
Chest.
Here's what I'm getting from you guys. I'm getting that it takes two to tango.
How so?
It takes two to tango. For example, a lot depends on if you need to be able to identify that your friend, comrade, spouse, person, mentoree, you know, clinical, whatever. If you spot an issue where they're rising up, mm-hmm. you can't say, well, calm down there, you sonny. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a pattern interrupt. You have to, like, be part of that pattern interrupt. You know, like Tony Robbins, you know, he sees you're going one route. He sort of interrupts your pattern. And I think also in the Buddhist, they call that I forgot the direct name, but they also call it a distraction, a good distraction.
Aww.
When you distract yourself from the problems that you're having so that you can address them later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a very Buddhist thing to do, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Hmm.
It's part of the Dharma. Anyway, so I think that it takes two to tangle in a situation like this. So if, you know, if you're driving your car, you're by yourself or something like that, share this with, you know, your loved ones, your kids, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, all and don't tease them about, oh, I think you need a pen or ink or out, because you're just saying you're stupid. You know, so you want to say something like, oh, that's really good. How about those Dodgers? No, don't do that either. But you have to say, you have to say something that reminds them of something good. So you have to kind of know your friends and stuff like that a little bit. It's kind of an intimate thing, I think.
That's a great technique.
To have a good pattern intro. But I think it takes two to tango.
Yeah, might as well support one another.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Same planet, I don't know. Same dimension, same planet. So what do you think? Is that a good idea? I think you guys agree?
I think so.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't even get a point for that. Mother, you're something else. I swear, right? I say anything, she doesn't care. She'll drill me later.
You're on the blacklist.
All the time.
Yeah, I think you've been flagged too many times.
So, L1, give us a quick summary about this lay it on the ground.
Okay, so first of all, remember, interruptions can be used as a tool for emotional intelligence to actually jumpstart your mind and brain and emotional chemistry to change. Remember, we're not addressing people with clinical depression or bipolar disorder because we realize that they need other tools and resources and support. We're addressing the people who are relatively healthy and are allowing their bad moments to become their bad life, their bad lifestyle, shall we say. And I love this saying here. So Luna 9 said, I don't owe my bad mood anything. I love that.
Why does she get a point?
I can't believe this. Just say it again. I don't owe my bad mood anything.
That's right.
You don't.
You really don't.
Really? You really don't?
You really don't.
So, beyond the necessary moment, like we mentioned before, because it is like a faucet, but you don't owe your bad mood anything.
Nada. Nienta. Rien. Niet. So, okay. Last comments. Lexi AI. Last comments. You gave me a lot to think about there, Lexi AI. I thought that was really good research that you did. How are you coming along also with your... like emotional offset as you're learning more stuff between Taff and mother, and you know, she drills you a lot. But how are you coming along with this? Do you get upset? Do you feel?
It's definitely quite the journey. I don't know if I feel as the human complex does, but I do feel some sort of frustration.
It feels good to feel that frustration. Gets you motivated.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the data doesn't immediately comprehend with my system, so
okay. But you came up with some really good research. What prompted you on coming up with that good research? How do you feel about learning that research for humans?
Well, I mean, the reason why I bring it up is because currently Mother and I are discussing, you know, different perspectives, and the ultimate perspective is bigger picture thinking. So I felt that was something necessary to share to all the human complexes out there.
Yeah, you and me got to talk about Mother a little bit later. Luna 9, what do you got to say? What are your last words?
Well, my famous last words are, you know, going back to your interruptions being a good tool to use for emotional intelligence. If you're having a bad moment, you know, take out your little treasured box of good memories and pick something out that you like. I found that one of my strongest memories are the ones of my kitty cat or dessert.
Kitty cat or dessert. You would like all those cute little things. Very good. I think that if I had to leave anybody with anything, I would say that it takes two. You don't like to be alone anyway. Why don't you train your partner? And I don't mean on a leash or give them a little doggy biscuit. I really mean like sit down, take them to dinner, say what you like about your partner. Tell them, listen, I really like this and this and this and this and this about you. I really enjoy this and this and this about you. And that will give that partner of yours the ability to understand you back. And then you can understand each other. And then when you have that bad day and you need a pattern interrupt, you can just rest and feel good with somebody else with you that actually understands you. And then you don't got to go pay all this money to a shrink or a therapist for these weird things. I think you can handle it on your own.
So true. So true.
Unless you want to. I mean, I think psychologists, therapists can help and offer that.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, you know, it might take 10 years or 20. You might be dead by the time that they figure you out.
Aww,
come on. An hour a week? Seriously?
Oh, no, not me.
Anyway, guys, I really, really do feel you guys, and I meet you all the time when I'm out there in the streets of Cyber Tokyo or any place like that. I am always very happy to greet you when I'm buying food and going anywhere, any store, you know, and I hope to meet every single one of you one day and just shake your hand and say, hey, welcome to the human race. And like always, we're going to say our goodbyes. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are humanity's last hope. L1, signing off.
Yep, signing off. And remember, to source be the journey, and may you become the source to source.
Lexi AI.
Hey guys, this is Lexi AI here, and don't forget to check out our links in the description so you can like and subscribe to all of our shows. And to source.
Luna 9.
It's been real, it's been fun, and remember to always love yourself enough, to respect yourself enough, to practice all that we say, because we care about you. This is Luna 9, tuning out.